This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Sedgwick today, live all across the USA and around the world. And in our second hour, my first guest is a television legend. He changed how television was watched, the content of the shows back in the mid-70s that is still felt today. He's 97 years old. Joining us is Norman Lear. Later on in the hour, Rob Cosberg will be here. He's going to tell us how we can publish our own book. And then we're going to end out the hour with Dr. Ken Redcross. What a great name for a doctor, Redcross, right? And he's going to explain to us the importance of keeping a very good relationship with your physician, especially now during these troubled times. And that's all coming up this hour. We're going to pause just momentarily. When we come back to the second hour, my first guest will be Norman Lear.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Plant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgwick today. You know, I've been in this broadcasting business for over 50 years with 19,000 guests that we've had on the show. But people ask me all the time, who's your favorite guest? And I always say, it's not a big name. It's somebody who moves and shakes. And if they have a big name to go with it, but they make it happen, that's even better. That fits the description of our next guest. What a remarkable individual in this business. New York Times bestselling author. And change the landscape of American television in the 70s. Joining us right now with his new book, Even This I Get to Experience, is Norman Lear. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Norman. How are you, my friend?
If I had a complaint, it'd be an ingrate.
Oh, I
thank you very much. And as I listened to you with that introduction, I thought, even this I get to experience.
Even this.
I couldn't be more grateful. Thanks.
Well, I started to read the beginning, just preface of the book, and then I turned to chapter one. Then I chapter two. It's a great format, by the way. And I couldn't stop. This is a remarkable story about someone who's come from very humble and difficult decisions, early childhood, like you did, to make it to where you are today. Was the book therapeutic to write, Norman? Because you bring back some memories, especially of your mom and dad, that were tough to remember.
Yeah, it was extremely therapeutic. And it's amazing how, at my age, writing that book, how much I learned about my life and myself. And, you know, when we take the time to reflect on everything we've been through and everything we've learned, and, you know, especially if we're forced to talk about it or write about it, It's amazing. I think it's true for all of us. It's hard to be a human being, and we all experience that difficulty differently. But it's, you know, I think about it as the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pay a lot of money for the hard games, the most competitive games, the most difficult ones. And this game is hard, too.
Yes.
and we don't know the conclusion. And that's interesting.
Yeah, that is as a very valid point, too. I know you vacillated on this for a long time about writing it, and you really have written it warts and all. There's no question about that. And you learned something about you that we didn't know. For example, I was not aware of the fact that you were a veteran of 52 missions on a B-17 in Europe. And
yes.
And you know what I loved? And this is kind of crazy. I don't know where to start with all the questions I have. I could talk to you for days. But I got to tell you what I love is that aren't parents a unique commodity? You had one point were going to be in the first class of the Hall of Fame for the Television Academy, and you called your mom.
Yeah.
I love this. I have to read this. She said, well, and you told her, you know, you're in there with the greats. I mean, David Sarnoff, William Paley, Edward R. Murrow, all of these fantastic people, Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Yeah. And she said, after you told her you were going to be in this, she says, well, if that's what they want to do, who am I to say? How do you feel when you get a reaction like that from
Except
mom?
Except with this inflection, Ron. If that's what they want to do, who am I to say?
Who am I to say? Now, you were doing a lot of movies and stuff with Dean Martin, Vincent Price, Martha Raye, Hedda Harper, our dear lost friend Andy Williams, Frank Sinatra. When you got on the scene with these shows that at the time seemed controversial, what kind of problems did you go through with the networks, with the general public, with shows like All in the Family?
Never went through any real difficulty with the general public. Of course, there were people who disagreed or didn't like or, you know, and that was a reasonable amount of mail that was always, by the way, provoked a good conversation because I would answer as many letters as I could. And I had long conversations over a period of months and sometimes years. The network was another thing. You know, we always live with an establishment that thinks it understands what's best for us. And it's not an establishment that takes that many chances. So, you know, so I had a network to say this, their favorite way of putting it was, this will not fly in Des Moines, or there will be a knee-jerk reaction in the Bible Belt. And there was a knee-jerk reaction when it was provoked, when there was a lot of press about the network wouldn't do this, and I was saying, yes, we have to do it, and there was sufficient press on that. Then there were organizations on the crazy right or religious organizations that joined with the network and said, no, he can't do this. But the American people are so much wiser than they're given credit for. And with Donald Trump right now, my version of why Donald Trump has been as important now, but why was he as important as he was for these months? Because the American people were using Donald Trump as their middle finger on the right hand, and they were saying to the establishment, everybody, take this, you know, or you know the expression that goes with that.
Sure.
They weren't thinking Donald Trump would. They wanted him for 4 or 8 years as their president. They were saying, "This is what you earn, you establishment. You give us leaders like in our auto companies or our chemical companies or our political leadership, and take this."
Mm-hmm. You know, when you get bad press, like let's say critical press, like you did with some of the shows, and especially All in the Family, because that was the groundbreaker, it, those negative reviews, Norman, got to be way down deep inside a great thing. I mean, look what it did for Elvis when he first started. You know, everybody wanted to go see him in concert because they wanted to see the rest of his body. It's like when you go past a wreck, you want to look, but you don't want to look. You know, you got All in the Family, you're getting all of these reviews that maybe aren't as complimentary as maybe that Dick Van Dyke got, and then you turn around and say, I'm going to watch that because what's this all about? I mean, was that the case?
Well, Yeah, the reviews were pretty bad. The New York Times ran a long article, a really long article, by the woman who wrote Gentleman's Agreement, Laura Hobson. Wonderful writer. She wrote a major tome with Gentleman's Agreement about anti-Semitism. So she was, known to be a great, had great attitudes and smarts about racial and religious issues and so forth. And she just loathed the show. She was writing about the first and second episodes when she wrote this piece. But they allowed me to answer her. And I love one line in my answer. I said the way she expressed herself about the show and the way I felt were so different that she had to be somebody about my age. And I said we were aging in different wine cellars.
Great line. I find it, in business myself, I find it very difficult to juggle a lot of things at one time. Here you're juggling 9 shows on the air at one time. It had to be a very busy time, exciting time. But, you know, little things. And this is what I loved about the book, little things. I mean, like I said before, you have warts and all. The word stifle, which, of course, was, you know, like a phrase that was synonymous with Archie Bunker, was a word your dad used.
Yes. Jeanette Stifle.
Yeah, Jeanette.
I can see his nose next to hers as he was screaming in her face.
And a comment he made when you were so happy that you were getting like $350 or $400 a week writing for Danny Thomas, he said, when you make $1,000 a week, then that's a lot of money. I mean, these are tough things to accept as a young man.
And what was so foolish and funny about that was that, you know, he never got close to making $300 a week.
Yeah.
You know, and he was always going to have $1 million soon.
You referred to him as Arthur Miller's Willie Loman, didn't you?
Yes, in the sense that the one thing he did was, no matter what the odds were that seemed against him, he got up in the morning and his lust for life was so full. And he left the house with a shoe shine and a smile, like Willie Loman.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous that he thought he was going to be wealthy very quickly with one scheme after another. But I loved the zest.
And that in itself is a great incentive. The man himself who changed television in the 70s, all of his shows were hits. All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Mary Hartman, and the list goes on. An unbelievable producer of unique television shows that absolutely changed how people watch television and the subject matter. And that man is our guest, and we will come back with another segment with Norman Lear.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgie today. My guest is probably one of the most successful television producers of all time. He absolutely changed television during the 70s with his shows. Shows like All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, and Mary Hartman. I mean, it was a different world then, because this was the first time that television addressed topics that were very sensitive to the general public. He got a lot of criticism for it at first, but then it became a trend that took him to the top of the charts just about every week with all of those shows. They were all in the top 10 shows. That's an unbelievable feat by our guest, Norman Lear. And Norman, I want to apologize, Norman, because in the beginning of the book, there is a list of all of the things that you have done, including a tour of China with writers and producers of Hollywood segment, and, you know, your great stays with the presidents and your associations, and being on President Nixon's enemy list, even though I think sometimes you had a great shot at promoting him with Archie Bunker loving him the way he did, and all of the accomplishments that you've had in a lifetime, which I assume is how you got to the title. Even this I get to experience, because after so many decades in this business, you're still a very prevalent and respected individual. That's a tough thing to accomplish in television, and you know that better than anyone in the world would know that.
Well, it's, you know, there are two words that, small words that are much more important than we, in the nature of things, give them credit for. And those words are over and next. And when something is over, it is over, and we're on to next. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of found that a long time ago. And the hammock in the middle, if there was a hammock between over and next, that would be where living in the moment is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I looked forward to this interview.
Well, I appreciate
it. Because it was my next. And I think of it truly as even this I get to experience. Because it took me 93 years, a bunch of months and days and weeks and minutes to get to this interview. It took you all your life to get to this moment with me, too. And thinking about it that way just knocks me out.
Oh, my gosh. I got the chills when you said that. Absolutely. I know you're on a very busy schedule, Norman. I would love to have you come back anytime you wanted. But I would remiss if I didn't ask you my Barbara Walters question, what I hate to do, but I gotta do
your Barbara Walters question.
My Barbara Walters,
yes,
question. So don't break down and cry on me, okay? What would you like to be remembered for? 100 years from now, you and I are finally gone. 100 years, okay? Because hopefully it's going to be a long time before, you know, either one of us leave the scene. What do you want to be remembered for? How do people want to look back on
it? If I were remembered for what I just spoke about, I'd be very happy. Call it the hammock in the middle. Call it living in the moment. Call it understanding that you matter, because you are talking to somebody, you are relating to somebody. There's somebody looking at you that gets something from it in every moment. Living in the moment. If I could be remembered for this conversation, I'd be happy.
Well, how sweet of you to say that. You're the best, Norman. You really are. The book is out right now.
Thank you.
A New York Times best-selling book that's in paperback. Norman Lear's penned it. I love the title. You may not get the title when you read it on a bookshelf. That's why you got to take it home and read it, and then you'll understand. Even this I get to experience by the genius of Norman Lear. Norman, anytime...
Ron, I couldn't appreciate it more. Thank you.
Thank you, and anytime you want to come back, at a moment's notice, we'd love to have you, my friend.
I'm going to take you up on it.
I hope you do. Thank you, Norman.
I'll be back.
Okay, good.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, bye. Norman. Our very special guest, Norman Lear. I mean, how much better can it get than that? I mean, the man is like Mr. Television. He's had so many successful television shows that his record has never been equaled. I want to drop in here for a moment to talk about a subject that is very near and dear to me. I've had a very good association with Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the years, and in fact, we have broadcasted from that facility on several different occasions. But I saw an article come across my desk the other day, which was penned by a gentleman by the name of Barry Levin. I want to give him credit for that because the article was outstanding, and it addressed a concern that us rock and roll fans have had for years over the musicians inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And let me just kind of paraphrase what he said in this article because it is so true. He says, "Congratulations to officials at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum for again embarrassing themselves with the nominees for induction into the shrine. Certainly some of the nominees merit induction. Chicago and Janet Jackson should have been inducted years ago. Chicago had 30 top 40 hits. Jackson had 29 top 40 hits. However, other nominees merited strong consideration. The Cars, Deep Purple, Steve Miller Band, and the Spinners. The shame of all this is that so many pre-Beatles stars continue to be ignored. Was Paul Anka, with 30 top 40 hits and one number one record nominated? No. Was Frankie Avalon, with 13 top 40 hits and a pair of number ones nominated? No. Was Chubby Checker, Mr. Twist, with 23 top 40 hits, three consecutive chart toppers nominated, and the number one song for 2 years in a row? And he is very upset about this. I'm talking about that. No. Was Connie Francis, another one of our friends, upset with this? With 35 top 40 hits and three number ones nominated, ever inducted? No. Was Johnny Maestro, who had top 10 hits as lead singer with The Crest and the Brooklyn Bridge, ever nominated? No. Was Johnny Mathis, with 20 top 40 hits and two chart toppers nominated? No. Was Bobby Rydell, with 19 top 40 hits and a pair of number ones nominated? No way. Was Neil Sedaka, with 21 top 40 hits and three that reached number one nominated? No. Even post-Beatle performers continue to be ignored by the nominating committee. Also receiving nominations were Chic, Cheap Trick, JB's, Chaka Khan, Los Lobos, Nine Inch Nails, NBA, The Smiths, and Yes. Some of these groups never had one top 40 hit. Do you think rock and roll would be the same without the contributions of Paul Anka, Frankie Avalon, Chubby Checker, Connie Francis, Johnny Maestro, Johnny Mathis, Bobby Rydell, Neil Sedaka? The answer is a resounding no. So why are their accomplishments continually ignored? I wish I had the answer, my friends, but I don't. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum will never be a true Hall of Fame until it starts to recognize the genre's early superstars. By ignoring these rock stars would be the same as if the Baseball Hall of Fame ignored Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Cy Young, and what they did for Major League Baseball. It just would not be the Hall of Fame. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame never will be recognized as a real Hall of Fame of rock and roll until early artists get the recognition they deserve. Thank you, Barry Levin, for that very fine article, and we wanted to pass along to our listeners its content. Come on, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, get your act together. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live with Ron Segee today.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says production of face masks is on the rise to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, but they need to stay in the U.S.
We need the masks. We don't want other people getting it. That's why we're instituting a lot of Defense Production Act.
The Trump administration announced it would prevent the export of N95 masks. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that's not a good idea.
We're working with the American administration to ensure that they understand that goods and services that are essential to both our countries flow in both directions across the border, and it is not in any of our interests to actually limit that flow.
John Hopkins University reports the U.S. death toll from the pandemic has topped 8,000. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest. He's quite a guy. He does something that I have a great deal of respect for, and he's the kind of man that I like to deal with, one that has had to make a payroll in the past, okay? Because so many times you have people on staff or want to get into business with you, and they have no clue of what it is to be in business. He has a book that's out called Publish, Promote, Profit, The New Rules of Writing, Marketing, and Making Money. His first book was Life After Debt, and we'll talk about that too. Joining us right now is Rob Kosberg. Hi, Rob. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, I'm great, considering all the craziness in the world, and great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you're safe, and I understand that you're going to be our neighbor soon, coming from California to St. Augustine, Florida, a beautiful city. You will love it there.
I can't wait. We have a house right on the water, so I can't wait to be there.
Well, I will be, after this virus goes away, probably your first house guest.
Nice. Okay. Wonderful.
You have a company called Best Seller Publishing. This is all about how to self-publish a book. There are so many traditional ways of doing this, you know, going to publishing company and being under their control. Tell us about Best Seller Publishing and how you got into this originally, which is very unique, back in 2007.
Yeah, I kind of backed my way into it, if you will, Ron. I was going through some of the traditional publishing challenges writing a book in 2008 and 2009. I was in the real estate business in the early 2000s, very, very successful, of course, right up until the time it wasn't. Very, very challenging time, especially for those that were trying to close loans and the credit market's frozen. I pivoted to financial services business, and I decided to write a book to help establish my credibility and authority in that place, and had no luck at all with traditional publishing, and I can explain more about why that is, but I didn't have what they were looking for, which in essence was a big following, a big list. I found myself trying to do it all myself. You know, I just made every mistake imaginable, all the difficulties and challenges of people promising me the world and not coming through, but, you know, through perseverance, thank goodness, I finished the book. The book was very successful. It actually helped me to launch a multi-million dollar company. The book became a bestseller. And in spite of all the mistakes, little by little, people started asking me, could you help me to do the same thing that you did with a book? I honestly didn't know if I could help, but I started to and fell in love with it. And, you know, that's brought us to where we are now, some 10 years later.
Not to give away the recipe, but what are some of the no's that people do when it comes to publishing a book, including going to a traditional publisher?
There's obviously multiple challenges with a traditional publisher. The biggest is that a traditional publisher is going to ask you four or five questions. You may have the cure for cancer, but if you don't have a big email list, a big social media following, a big platform, then honestly, they're not interested, and they're not interested because traditional publishers actually don't sell books. What they do is they pay you to go sell your book to your list. You know, I didn't have a list at that time, and if someone listening does not have a list, then you're going to waste a lot of time and energy trying to pitch a good idea to people that aren't interested. They're just looking at the business side of this thing.
When you talk about a list, now, back in the time that you wrote this book, around 2008, 2009, certainly the internet was very active, but not to the point where it is today, where you almost have to do all of your business on some kind of a social media. And I look back to the books over many, many centuries that have been sold, and of course they didn't have a list. If you don't have a list, is that where you shine?
It is. It's where we shine for a couple of reasons. One, if you don't have a list, you know, by list, I'll say that in a generic way. I mean customer list,
right,
or email,
right,
list,
sure,
or social following or any of those things. You can actually use your book to grow your list and to grow your following. And that's what I did, and that's what my clients do. So we teach them to do it, but we also do a lot of the work and the heavy lifting for them. Makes it a lot of fun for all of us.
Would this apply, Rob, to something other than a motivational book or a business book? I mean, could somebody come to you with an autobiography, a biography, a fiction, a nonfiction, or does it work primarily for the target market of people that are in business or wanting to get into business or in marketing or some kind of an enterprise?
Great question. The reason that we primarily focus on business books and nonfiction books is that it's easier to monetize and get a return on your investment when you have something more expensive to sell than a book.
I see.
And so, you know, my average client, and we've done many biographies. I did a biography some time ago for the former U.S. ambassador to South Africa and the CEO of NPR, National Public Radio, and he used the book to start a speaking career and very successful one. So if you have something where people are actually willing to give you checks for five or ten or even $100,000, then getting a return on your investment for your book is very, very simple. It's harder $2 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's why we focus primarily on business books, because our clients are pragmatic. They want a return for their money, which I completely understand. As you said, I have a payroll. I'm a business guy, so I get what they want.
So many people, when they see somebody doing something from afar that they're very good at, and the people looking at it say, well, it looks easy. Many times people say, you know, I want to be an announcer. In writing a book, people always say, I want to write a book, and they have no clue where to start. And then once they get a book, then, of course, it's probably from an English standpoint, not very well written. And then, of course, like in any marketing concept, of course, the old saying, the best mousetrap in the world, but if nobody knows about it, then it ain't going to do any good. So what do you do after you've completed these first couple of hurdles, writing the book, figuring out if it's good enough to even publish? Then they come to you. Is that it, Rob?
Well, they can come to us at any stage. It's very difficult to write a book. So we've developed a process we call hybrid ghostwriting. Someone who likes to speak, for example, and doesn't prefer sitting down and trying to bang out 1,000 or 2,000 words a day, we can help that person to create a book in a number of weeks. So at any stage, from idea and concept all the way through to actual media and PR and that kind of thing, we can help somebody. It just depends on what their needs are. Many business people aren't writers first and foremost, so they typically need help with the writing process also.
And you have had clients like Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank and the CEO of Subway, Jim Hansen, and and a very dear friend and associate of mine, partner, is a gentleman by the name of Steve McChesney, who I know you just published his book, and it immediately became a success. I mean, that was staggering to me. So whatever you're doing it right on the money.
Thank you. Yeah, I love Steve. Obviously, you know, there is marketing involved, right? And so if you have somebody that has a good idea and a good concept, then, you know, what we have to do is we have to find the market, find the audience for those people. And, you know, it's actually easier than it's ever been because of the internet. So we're going to websites that many of these sites get millions of visitors every single month. They're looking for books on specific topics, specific genres, and we basically put our clients' books in front of these millions of people that are already raising their hands saying, hey, I want a book on this topic. It's simple. We've been doing it for 10 years, so maybe it's not as easy as I'm making it sound, but there is an audience for just about everything these days.
The website, I've been to it. In fact, I went to it this morning. Very comprehensive and a lot to tell. Publishpromoteprofit.com, right, Rob?
Yeah, publishpromoteprofit.com is actually where people can get my most recent best-selling book. I'm giving it away for free on that website, except we actually ship a copy to people, so we ask them to pay for the shipping charge only. Our main website is bestsellerpublishing.org. That's where kind of our generic site is that gives information on our various programs and our clients. If somebody is looking to try to figure this stuff out for themselves, the publishpromoteprofit.com site is certainly a good one to get the book and learn the process.
Great. And the latest book is Publish, Promote, Profit, The New Rules of Writing, Marketing, and Making Money. And the first book that Rob did was called Life After Debt. And that's still available, is it not?
You know, it is still available and probably is doing better than it's done in quite some time because of all the challenges that you know, that we're facing right now in the economy.
Sure.
and because of the coronavirus. But yes, that is still available. I have a couple of others, and of course I have a couple new ones that we're coming out with right now as well, all in the writing space.
Well, anytime you want to come back, make sure that you let us know. We'd love to have you back, and welcome to Florida. Let me be the first to say that to you. And again, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your next appearance on the show, Rob.
Ron, thanks so much. Great to be with you. Thanks for the great questions.
Thank you, Rob. Rob Cosberg has been our guest, and he founded the company Best Seller Publishing. This is a very unique thing, and if you want to learn more, go to publishpromoteprofit.com or bestsellerpublishing.com. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
World, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, in times like we have right now, it's always good to have the good doctor with us, and that's exactly what we're going to do. He's a practicing physician, author of Bond, The Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor, and it's very interesting because it has to do with pain. Joining us right now is Dr. Ken Redcross. Hello, doctor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. Hey, everyone.
I got to tell you, and I don't mean to be flip about this, what a great name for a doctor. Really interesting.
I know. It works, right? Definitely. The last last name Red Cross, I couldn't have become an accountant, that's for sure.
No, no, no. In fact, I'm thinking of changing my name to Ron Radio. This is perfect ideas that you're coming.
Oh, I love that. I think you may have me beat if you do that.
Well, welcome back to the show. I know you've been on in the past.
Thanks, Ron.
There was a survey that was called Unhappiness and Pain in Modern America.
Yeah.
Found that approximately one-third of Americans report that they are often or very often feel aches and pains. And I will say that as we get a little long in the tooth, those are more frequent. What do we do about that?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the important things is we need to change our thinking. You know, one thing we always say in our society is what? No pain, no gain. And so we already put that in our mind that pain is normal in order to get benefits, but it is not. Pain is a way for our body to let us know that whatever we're doing now, it is not right, and our body is having a problem with it. So we need to kind of dial it back, and let's think of things that don't require a prescription pad. That's the biggest goal for me.
What would be some of those?
So the next thing we need to do, let's think about food first, right? We're going to think about our diet because food is really medicine. And when you think that way, you're very cognizant about what you put in your body. So think about things such as ginger and turmeric. Now, I mentioned those two in particular, Ron, because they have good data that talks about the benefits for muscular pain in particular. And turmeric even has some good activity for nerve health, which is important for propagating pain that we perceive. The other thing that's very beneficial is capsaicin. Now, capsaicin is what the chemical inside of the hot peppers. So when you enjoy your hot peppers, Ron, if you ever get a numbness or tongue numbness or any of that around your lips, it's because of capsaicin. And they've been able to utilize it for the benefits for inflammation and pain as well. So these are some things that can simply be in our cabinets that can make such a big difference in our overall health.
What is this? Arnicare, is that right?
Very well done. Arnicare. I mentioned this one in particular, Rob. It's a third of us that are dealing with aches and pains. And the last thing we want to do is run to the pharmacy to take something we don't know about or get a prescription that you don't need. So what Arnicare is a homeopathic medicine that has Arnica Montana. Now, Arnica Montana is a type of mountain daisy. Actually, it grows out in the French Alps. But the point is that Arnicare helps with pain, swelling, and bruising. And those are things that we typically get. The good thing from the doctor side of things, which made Arnicare such an important part of my practice, was that I don't have to worry about monitoring their liver function tests because of acetaminophen or Tylenol. I didn't have to monitor their blood tests as far as their kidney function, which can be a problem with ibuprofen and Motrin and NSAIDs, as we call them. So when you're thinking of something that can help with pain, swelling, and bruising, and also doesn't have that menthol smell, that's the cream or gel that I like to talk to a lot of patients about, and they absolutely love the benefits. So it's nice to be able to bring something different and unique into the practice.
When you talk about pain, for example, in your chest is a little different than pain in your ankle, obviously. Tell us about, though, the deterioration that is happening between the patient-doctor relationship, because you created a practice called the Concierge Practice back in 2007. I just love the name. I mean, it sounds like it's very personalized, which a lot of times you think you have with your doctor, but you don't.
Yeah, it's tough, right? The healthcare system, you know, unfortunately, has become a little bit more about volume than value. You know, on average, you only get about 7.5 minutes with your doctor because of the volume that's there. And so you're right. I started my concierge practice in 07 because I felt the patients deserve more. So what I do here in New York is I make house calls. My patients have access to me 24/7. I even can kind of travel with some if that works into my schedule and calendar. But the point is, it's all about them. It's all about you guys who are listening to make sure that we're keeping you, as I like to say, healthy and whole, and bringing that relationship back to where I think it should be when you know the good doctor did come to your home and check in on you. I think there's healing at home, and I think there's healing with a good relationship between you and your doctor.
Doctor, I think that I might have had a little bit of a hearing problem. I want you to maybe repeat something to make sure that I heard it correctly, okay? You make house calls?
I do, Rod. Your hearing is perfect.
Wow.
I do. I have my little black bag right in my truck as we speak.
Oh, my God.
You never know when I have to hit the road.
There's got to be some kind of medical award that you need to get immediately for doing that. That is fantastic. When do you need to see a doctor for pain? At what point do you say, well, you know, it's just not normal? I mean, how do you know if you're not a doctor?
Yeah, you know, I usually tell patients, look, that first 24 hours, we all go through, you know, we bang our head, bang our knee. That's nothing. It's when it really starts to interfere in your everyday living. So you can't do some activities that you enjoy, or you're unable to go to work because of the pain, that's when it's time to reach out to your doctor and say, you know, I'm having a few things going on. Can we just kind of chat about this a bit just to make sure that you're not missing something that's really important to get managed earlier in the challenge versus later?
What about activities? Some people get pain from performing activities. Some people, I assume, get pain because they don't do enough, and maybe the old saying, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, there's actually truth to both, because you're right. If you don't use it, you definitely lose it. So you definitely want to stay active. You also want to recognize that if you are going to do some sort of body weight exercises, even if it's push-ups or air squats, that sort of thing, make sure you're stretching before and after, because we recognize that a lot of the injuries that we get, they're overuse injuries. They're things that we're doing that we love and enjoy, whether it be golf and tennis, or whether we're deciding, hey, we're stuck in the house now, let's start cleaning out that basement. Something like that, it tends to be repetitive, but once again, you want to listen to your body.
What about pain relievers, just over-the-counter medicine, versus the way that you approach it, which is a little bit more natural?
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's tough, Ron, because everything we have over-the-counter, everybody assumes, like, okay, it's safe. And look, for the most part, they can be safe. They've already gone through the FDA, they've gone through the FTC to make sure that they work. But the point is that it depends on how much you're taking, how often you're taking. So you have to have a good relationship. You don't need to start taking all this Tylenol on your own without your doctor knowing it. Sometimes certain medications interact with the liver. You want to have open dialogue, and you want to think twice before you just reach for anything over the counter without really getting a little bit of education around it to help manage your pain.
I had a toothache last week, and I took something that starts with an A. Now, there's a lot of pain medication starts with an A, so I'm not divulging a name. And I got so
right.
sick the next morning with stomach pain. It was unbelievable. Where can we go, Doctor, for more information on what we talked about today?
Absolutely, Ron. So my website is drkenredcross.com, and all my social media handles, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, or even Instagram, is at Dr. Ken Red Cross. And reach out. I love meeting new people.
Just want to ask one final question. Do you make house calls as far away as Orlando?
Oh, my God. You're going to have to ask me twice. Let this COVID-19 go away, and I'll answer that question in person.
Okay. Doctor, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back soon.
Take care, Rob. Be well, everyone. Have a blessed day.
Thanks. All right. Our guest has been Dr. Ken Red Cross. And there's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
to on your life insurance. Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
That's going to wrap things up for Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you for listening and all of our guests for being here. And our guests include my very close friend, Tony Orlando, the great legendary soul singer, Smokey Robinson, one of the giants in television, there is no question about it, Norman Lear, Rob Cosberg, and Dr. Ken Redcross. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And remember, listen to what all the medical experts are telling us. Stay inside during this very difficult time and be healthy. Stay safe, okay? And until next week, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.